Yes, that's us. Certainly. I'm Alison Payne and I'm the Research Director at Reform Scotland. Yes, I have. I mean, we've looked in and there's fall in the number of crimes being solved since 2006-07. And the government's own statistics actually show that the fall in crimes being cleared up per police officer has fallen from 12 to 8 over the last 7 years. And this is despite an increase in the number of police and despite a fall in the level of crime. I think it's quite surprising, and I think the public would certainly be surprised with it because we've heard an awful lot about, you know, this 1,000 extra officers pledge that we're going to have more police in our communities. However, what we would stress is that we don't think this means the police are not doing a good job. We're concerned that it is a likely consequence of how they're being deployed. There have been suggestions from bodies such as Unison, which represents police staff, that police officers are having to carry out work that was previously done by civilian staff. Now, if police officers are having to spend more and more time in back offices as opposed to being out in our communities, that could help explain this fall in the number of crimes being solved. Well, with regard to this policy that's in our report, I mean, what we are very much emphasising is that we think it's a consequence of this 1,000 extra officers pledge, which actually comes from the Scottish Government, which is why we've called on the Scottish Government to review this policy. Because they have said, you know, there has to be a 1,000 extra officers, it ties the chief constable's hands when it comes to staff deployment. We believe staff deployment should be an operational as opposed to a political decision, which is why we want the Scottish Government to review that policy. It may be that Sir Stephen House would maintain police numbers, but it would quite rightly be an operational decision and not a political one to do so. However, there are other elements in our report where we do have concerns about the centralisation of the police, and that's another element that we look at in terms of how we can try and re-inject some localism into the structure of Police Scotland. That is certainly something we've been very concerned about, and the report highlights a number of examples where local practice has perhaps changed as a result of the merger. And there's slight concerns that as opposed to a police merger, it was perhaps a takeover by Strathclyde Police, and that, you know, policies that operated in one area of Scotland now operate all over Scotland. And then there hasn't been this room for local priorities and local circumstances to be taken into account. We point to the very different natures and priorities of crimes that had been committed prior to the merger, that there were different issues in different areas, and there needs to be an element of localisation that can allow those things to be taken into account. We've come up with a couple of suggestions that we feel could help that. One of those is that we believe local authorities must once again be involved in funding the police. Prior to the merger, local authorities had a direct role in funding and governance of the police. And since the creation of Police Scotland, that local role has been removed, both in terms of funding and governance. And we believe both those elements should be reinstated. Absolutely. I mean, the part of the issue with the creation of Police Scotland was to make efficiencies and to find savings. And they were charged with doing this. However, at the same time, they've been told, however, you can't look at police officer numbers. Now, previous administrations looked at expanding the number of civilian officers because it was a way of using police officers' time more efficiently in terms of out in the communities and solving crimes. And it was an efficient way of working. If you now have police officers carrying out work that was previously done by civilian staff, we would question whether that is, you know, value for money for taxpayers, or whether it's efficient given the statistics that we are highlighting, which is why we would urge the Scottish Government to review this policy. Not at all, but I hit pause now.